It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning, Brian Koziol. You'll hear him on the broadcast as the Sabres kick off their season, a 1 o'clock puck drop over on WGR. Brian is in Czechia, used to be known as the Czech Republic, with the team. It's where they're kicking off the season. Definitely a different look to the beginning of the season, where I think over here a lot of people are scrambling, like, oh, they played today. Oh, 1 o'clock? Like, what are we going to do? How are we going to watch the Sabres begin this year? But you're over there. What's it like?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it's afternoon here, but it's been really, really interesting. I mean, the Sabres obviously are starting their season here, starting the new era with Lindy Ruff. The second era of Lindy Ruff from back when he was so successful in the first time around, and a team that has undergone some changes in terms of big name power and star power. It's still the same, but starting over here overseas in Prague, definitely a little different spot for them. They will have their home opener next Thursday at KeyBank Center in Buffalo, but starting here, two games tonight in Prague, tomorrow afternoon in Prague, and then of course, they'll both be against New Jersey in both times. And a little additional storyline, Lindy Ruff, of course, was just previously the coach of the New Jersey Devils. So there's a little of that layer as well.
Brian, is the arena expected to be full? What is support like for NHL teams over there?
So there's been quite a bit of, like, there's signage and, you know, there's fans that I would definitely say that I've seen from both sides, from both the Sabres and the Devils. It seems like kind of in the main town areas and the squares and, even just in stores and in malls, they've got these global series kind of banners that are hanging all over. And Rasmus Dahlin is usually the player that's featured for the Sabres in a lot of these. But even in just the bus stops and the metro, the subway tunnels, you can see all these banners promoting the event all over the place. You know, I think it's kind of also, too, like I'm looking for it, too. So I'm seeing the occasional Sabres hat, the Sabres hoodie as people are walking around town. Yesterday I was there for the Sabres practice, just watching them, and there was a lot of youth area hockey teams that are there. And I would say, you know, hockey's pretty popular there. You know, we think about the greatest, you know, arguably maybe the greatest Sabre of all time, Dominik Hasek. Of course, he's a hero here. He won a gold medal for the then Czech Republic when he played there. But there's a lot of other NHL stars that are from this area. David Pastrnak may be one of the biggest names from the NHL. He plays for the Boston Bruins. So you can see hockey jerseys around, but I've definitely noticed quite a few Devils and Sabres, you know, fans that are walking around wearing their gear.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Love to see the global appeal. All right, so what's different about this team? You know, you mentioned a lot of the top names have remained the same. No Jeff Skinner. I'll tell you the one thing I've noticed from the preseason and my biggest complaints about the team, especially last year, was that nobody ever hit anybody. And that was different in the preseason. And no one ever stood in front of the net on either side of the ice. And that was a little bit different in the preseason. I mean, despite a lot of the names being the same, do you think this team could really be different?
I think that's what fans are really hoping for, Brian. I think, you know, I was on yesterday on WGR and they asked me, like, what did you notice from the preseason? And it's hard to really make, like, a firm statement because the NHL group that has been overseas here practicing in Germany and now in Prague this week has never actually faced another NHL rostered team yet. The two games they played in Buffalo before they left for this European trip was against Pittsburgh and was against Columbus, but it was essentially minor league and AHL lineups that were in that night. And then these last five preseason games. It's been the AHL Sabre group that has stayed home, you know, in Buffalo and in the States playing these games. But here's what you can say. You can definitely see the influence of Lindy Ruff in those areas that you mentioned, and I'll start with around the net the most. There are players around the net. They've scored a lot of goals in the preseason so far because guys are willing to stand in front of the net. They're willing to win a battle. They're willing to maybe take a stick in the back and a cross check in order to get that rebound. So that's something that I would say has been probably the most notably different so far with Lindy Ruff. Is not only did it happen with the NHL group, but it happened with the minor league group. He definitely is establishing working hard, winning battles, and going to the net because that's how they've scored a lot of their goals in the preseason so far.
Something else about Lindy Ruff, he's had high praise for his team throughout camp. Usually, coaches, you know, talk about things that their team has to work on. Is that something that stuck out to you?
I think he's probably, in some sense, doing a twofold approach. If you ask the players in practice, they're being very, very hard on them physically and asking a lot, demanding that work hard, that work ethic that we had just talked about. But then at the same time, he also has been very positive publicly about the work that they are putting in and that the improvement that he is seeing. So I think that's probably twofold of, look, I've got him out on the ice right now. I've got to instill it with them hard work. So I'm going to be hard on him when we're out there and I've got the whistle and they're on the ice. But then at the same time, too, I've got to show that I'm supporting them. And in showing that, look, I'm going to be here to notice that they are working hard, that they are making progress, and kind of, you know, reinforce the fact that, hey, this is something that's working, and kind of let them know publicly that that's happening. So I'm sure it's by design. Lindy's coached many, many, many years, and now three-plus teams in the NHL that he's been on benches for. So I think he's got a very good set of experience to be able to know how to handle a young group, especially a group that most of them have not had a lot of success. And I think that's one thing that he's going to have to do is still, most of the guys on this team that have been Sabres for their careers still don't know what it's like to have success and how to handle it. So I think that's where Lindy can come in and be very helpful.
Yeah, it would be nice to see that. You know, I was joking earlier that it would be really nice, you know, if we could get out, win the first 10 games of the year. I think we might be in a good spot. But, you know, no one will expect that. But that being said, do they have an opportunity here? You know, the slow starts in games and then overall last season really came back to bite the Sabres last year. But the team's been together maybe more so than other teams. They've been practicing, as you know, without a lot of minor league guys in the mix. They get a jump here on the season over in Europe. And you have other teams maybe. I mean, Boston doesn't know who their goalie is. I mean, the other teams might be trying to get into the swing of things. Do they have an opportunity here to get out to an early jump?
I think it's super important, Brian, that they get off to a great start. That is one thing that this team has struggled with for essentially a decade or more now. Not only do they not get off to the record that they want to, but even the games last year, they were always, always chasing. They were always trailing after the first period. And that's something that they couldn't overcome last year. I can't even remember how many times here over the last decade we've sat here and, you know, I've been on the air and we've been talking like by Thanksgiving, like, all right, is it over already? Are they eliminated already? Like realistically doing the math, is there, and it's always because there's just so many teams that they allow to get in front of. Yeah, this is an opportunity to play before the rest of the league does. So even officially, you can get out in front of the entire league if you go 2-0 this weekend. On paper, New Jersey is a team that shouldn't be anything that they can't, you know, if they play their best game that they can't handle and can't win. I would even say on paper that you could say the Sabres maybe even have more talent than New Jersey in some aspects. So, and here's one thing, too. For the last 3 or 4 years, we've gone in always questioning, which is a huge piece of the NHL and success, is their goaltending going to be strong? And this year it looks like we're going in with the most confidence that they've had in quite some time. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen played outstanding. Even in the month of January and February last year, played as good as any goalie in the NHL. So he comes in firmly as the number one. They have Devon Levi, the prospect who played a lot of last year in Rochester, going to be as the backup. So I think that's also another thing that the Sabres can know that they're going in confident with, that they have their best goaltending that they've probably had in at least a handful of years.
All right. Hey, Brian, thanks so much. We'll be listening for the pregame. You're on the air at noon, our time, on WGR with the pregame, the face off at 1 o'clock for the brand new Sabre season.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.